Good time for things to clear up because a lot of stuff happening in Hillsboro this weekend. A celebration of the 200th anniversary of Airmount on Saturday, benefit dinner there. Also on Saturday, the 21st annual Sculpture Invitational. That's at a studio and garden also in Hillsboro. On Sunday, a gala brunch to benefit historic Moorfields. Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens joins us now to talk about all of it. What are you most looking forward to?
I don't know, Aaron. It might be Ladies Night Out. That happens Thursday.
Oh, that's true. We haven't even mentioned that one yet either.
There is so much happening here in Hillsboro, and just really enjoy it. A lot of it is about the history. Moorfields, 200 years old. 240 years old for Moorfields, and Airmount is the 200th anniversary. What a special place that is. At the same time that Thomas Jefferson is building Monticello on the Virginia frontier, James Kirkland was building Airmount from 1800 to 1815 on the North Carolina frontier, which was in many ways right here in Hillsboro. And it was such a showcase place. It's like 250,000 bricks went into this place. But this is also the great grounds and the Poets Walk, and it is just, particularly this time of year, so beautiful to be there. So it's an elegant place. It's open to the community all the time, thanks to the Classical American Homes Preservation Trust Fund. So it's just going to be glorious. And then that sculpture show is just terrific. As an artist, I've gone every year to see what's happening there. There's large sculptures, big sculptures, are all outdoors. Just amazing.
And you mentioned Airmount is not 240 years old. That's Moorfields. So Airmount's kind of the new kid on the block as far as historic buildings are concerned.
So that was when Hillsboro was thriving as post the Revolutionary War. And so the Kirkland family, he was a wealthy Scottish merchant, and so he built a showcase house that was quite visible from the Great Trading Path Road that was went right in front of it. You can still see the remains, or sort of a gully in the woods where all that road used to be. So it's interesting historically, but it's also just a beautiful place to be. Moorfields has been around for a long time. It's like the 230th anniversary. A little bit out in the country. There's it's a home that's been owned by a number of different folks, including some folks who were UNC professors in the 40s, and it was an artist studio, and it's just a beautiful house and beautiful grounds. We often have the jazz concerts out in that area, and so it's just wonderful. And that brunch will have the jazz tones playing, and again, just another lovely day to be out.
And it's a weekend full of food too, because you got that dinner on the 2nd at Airmount, gala brunch on May 3rd at Moorfields. So I should mention there's a historic roads hike at Moorfields too on Saturday, which might need to pre-work off all of the calories from everything else.
All this food and yes, so it's good. And it's a good time to sort of get your pre-weekend visit to Hillsboro, particularly for the ladies on Thursday night, Ladies Night Out. Most of the shops will be open. I know they're having special raffles like at Melissa Jewelry, and if you go to places like Uniquities, and there's just really interesting shopping, and of course there's always restaurants and places, and guys will be hanging out in various parts of town, but I know the ladies really like to come out. There's a hat contest, I understand.
Yes, that's at Hot Tin Roof, isn't it?
Hot Tin Roof,
yep.
And I usually come out and wander around a little bit and try to help out with the hat contest, and you can just tell people are having fun, and much like last Friday, last weekend, and even with the all the concerts we had that had to find makeshift places in the rain, but it was still such an incredible community event. So Hillsboro is a good place to go. If you live here, it's a wonderful place to hang out, but it's very, very welcoming. If you're in the area and want to come in and hang out for a bit in Hillsboro this weekend, it's hard to find a weekend when it's not a good time to do it.
But this weekend in particular is a really good one. And I got to mention a couple of other historic buildings in a second that I want to ask really quickly about. But before that, just talking about Airmount and Moorfields and we're sort of wrapping up the month-long commemoration of the end of the Civil War as that sort of transpired in Hillsborough, too. It's such a historic town, and we've talked about this so many times on the air, and I kind of want to get Scotty Washington back in the studio, the town historian, to ask him the same question. But all of the great historical stories that we've talked about here on the air and that you've heard about, and Air Mountain, Moorfields, and all of these great historic locations, is there a favorite story about the Hillsborough, the history of Hillsborough, sort of something quirky and sort of microcosmic of everything else that you can think of?
Well, it's hard to pick a favorite story, and I'm almost afraid to say this kind of on the air, but sometimes I think that Hillsborough is the Forrest Gump of small towns in American history. And if you remember that movie, Forrest Gump.
This fall election just got close.
Every time he talked to somebody, but it somehow changed American culture in that movie. Hillsborough, in many ways, we could have easily been a Williamsburg. In that colonial area, with if you look at the architecture and the role, and with the revolution, actually the Regulators, and then Cornwallis coming through, and then post its connection to the Bill of Rights, we could have been Appomattox. If you think about the surrender that's had been in place, and then we got the Dixon House that's here, where General Johnson's headquarters were, we could easily have been Talladega, and maybe that's my favorite story of Bill France having sort of starting. This is one of the places that NASCAR got started, and he left Hillsborough to go to Talladega. We're a small town, and mostly we didn't become the capital of North Carolina. We didn't. Durham got on the map because of what happened to the Civil War, and NASCAR went elsewhere. But we're this incredible place now with the Riverwalk, and so I think watching that history evolve over time, that's my favorite story.
That's really cool, and so many historic buildings in Hillsborough, and I'm sort of thinking about that too, because we have been sort of all afternoon today recapping some of the hours of the community forum from last week, and I know one of the hours was, I think it was on budget-related issues and how to build the county's commercial tax base and things like that. That sort of discussion that always comes back to that same question of where to put commercial businesses and how to use the resources that we already have and use them better. And someone mentioned, well, Durham has all these great buildings downtown, these old warehouses that were sort of run down and dilapidated, but the town had the opportunity to take those buildings and convert them and turn them into artistic spaces and studios and venture capital spots and things like that. Now, we don't have anything like that here, referring to Chapel Hill, but there are a couple of those spots in Hillsborough, just to the west, a couple of old mills, one of which is already being renovated and turned into business, and then the other one that's sort of sitting now, but the process is already in the works of converting that into housing, I think. And I was wondering how that process is going. We haven't talked about that in a while.
Well, yeah, exactly, Aaron. There are two mills in Hillsborough, the Bellevue Mill and the Eno Mill. The Eno Mill has been for decades and decades since it closed as a mill. It has served business uses. It has always been one of those inexpensive places that could be rented. And you've seen a lot of businesses come and go. Arca, which is now an international company and sort of based in Mebane, got started there with just a half dozen people manufacturing these OEM cash machines. And Mystery Brewing is in there now. The Weaver Street Market, their kitchen that they do for all their hot food services in this place. And so the Expedition School has just moved in there. So that has always been a place where we've had a lot of commercial activity and a lot of companies starting out and then moving on, and some that have been there for a long time. And since we recently passed a landmark status for these buildings to help give them some tax incentive breaks for keeping it historic, restoring the historic nature of the building, we're starting to see a lot more investment in those buildings. And I think now that Riverwalk goes right by the Eno Mill, I imagine over the next 10 years we're going to see some really interesting things come out of that particular facility. I know our economic development folks in the county and the town are working with the owners, and that's looking just so promising. The Bellevue Mill has been approved for many, many years as a residential place for condos, and it got approved right before the economic crash. It has those approvals remain, and I think there's several developers who are looking at that. But that also has been granted landmark status, which is probably going to be the tipping point. So I would say stay tuned for that. I'm not sure who's signed on the dotted line yet, but that's already in the works. Part of that mill is also where Southern Seasons, which has just decided to move to I think Alamance County, but we already have several businesses that are very interested in taking on that space. So we're seeing a lot of activity here on that West End in Hillsboro, but there's a lot of other commercial places that are available here. So, yeah, in many ways, Hillsboro is this commercial center, particularly with distribution companies and these places that are with Millstone and these mills and a couple other commercial districts that we have. A lot of activity here that's behind the scenes. You wouldn't see it behind a historic facade.
So we'll keep our eye on that in the coming months and years. And earlier than that, if you want to see Mayor Stevens, if you're listening out there, head to Ladies Night Out, especially if you are, in fact, a lady, and take part in all of that. Mayor Stevens will be out and about on Thursday night downtown Hillsboro. That's from 6 to 9, right?
That is. Yes, it is. Yes, indeed it is. And so Ladies Night Out Thursday, and, of course, Airmount and Moorfields and Sculpture Tour. So a lot happening in Hillsboro. You can visit HillsboroNC.com. Visit HillsboroNC.com to find out lots of information if you look on the calendar.
All right, Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Take care, Aaron.